was out on 125th Street. It was you, Murda, Dame. I think Biggs was out there. Dame Dash and Murda, Mace, was about to have a fight. What was going on in your mind at that time? Was you going to break it up? Like, what was going through your mind?
All right, this is the dead honest truth. These is both my niggas. Like, both of them is my niggas, both of them. So this was tough, man. I had to make a choice. And listen, this choice didn't mean that I was on either one of them, so I would have rather broke it up. But I knew, I seen where it was going. So when they was in each other's face, I just kind of approached and I was like, yo, Dame, you got to chill, yo. And Dame looked at me like, what? So you going to jump me with this nigga? And I was like, yeah, I don't want to, but I'm be honest with you. And listen, Murda say, Cam, get the fuck out of here. But I'm be honest with you. I don't know if Murda knew or not Dame could box. And I'm not sitting here going to say Dame could beat Murda, but he had way more boxing experience than Murda. I couldn't let Murda get into a fight and he don't know Dame is a golden gloves boxer. Then the shit would have been nasty. I couldn't even let him have a fair one with him because that wouldn't have been, he would have been blindsided that he's fighting against a well amateur fight. Like, a lot of people don't know Dame for a golden glove. Dame being boxing tournaments and all that. I remember Dane was in a boxing tournament one day. I was in a tournament. He came in second place. And he was outside with the trophy with the gloves on for like 3 hours to press, like, let this sucker nigga beat me, man. He was mad. Dane is really a boxer. And I couldn't let Murda walk into that blindsided. So I kind of took Murda's side in that situation.